With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. The U.S. Interior and Agriculture Departments are funding more work to prevent conflicts between Montana ranchers and grizzly bears. MTPR's John Hooks reports.
Madison County is home to tens of thousands of acres of working ranch lands. It's also seen as a key travel corridor for grizzly bears between Glacier and Yellowstone National Parks. Viewed from a small plane window a few thousand feet above the ground, the cleanest indicator of cohabitation of bears and people is a carcass compost site near the town of Norris. That's where ranchers can dispose of dead livestock, a major attractant for bears, away from herds. Linda Owens is a rancher and leads the carcass pickup program.
I pick up year-round, not 24/7, but about 12/7. If they call, I'll be there.
Owens is part of the Madison Valley Ranchlands Group, a cooperative that helps ranchers limit conflicts. The group organized a flyover to showcase practices they hope will extend where grizzlies are returning, under two federal grants worth $12 million. Conflict hurts a rancher's bottom line and can lead to euthanized bears. Owens says preventative work helps grizzlies and local ranches survive.
We're trying to keep ranching going on and keeping these landscapes healthy and open. This wildlife, it could help maybe keep us staying here, keep this open ground instead of having it developed as easily.
Gary Burnett is the managing director of the Heart of the Rockies Initiative, which collaborates on land trusts and conflict reduction. He says that work is critical now as grizzlies restore their range.
And so you need a big partnership across a big landscape, and you're knitting together, incentivizing, if you will, or respecting local actions that contribute to wildlife connectivity on a landscape scale.
The federal grants will be administered by Heart of the Rockies and Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. In Ennis, I'm John Hooks.
This is MTPR.